hurricanes putting water on the East Coast, but did you see the numbers of inches of rain parts of Tennessee got? So help me, I thought I heard that it was up to 17 inches for some places in 24 hours, which sounds almost impossible. You thought your weather was a little challenging. Daniel Breezy is the chief meteorologist at WKRN in Nashville. That's a Nexstar station down there. Hey, Danielle, you're on WGN with John Williams. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Did I hear that number right? Is 17 somehow in there over the weekend?
Yeah, we actually had 17.02 inches in McEwen, which is in Humphreys County, which is where a lot of those pictures are coming from that I'm sure you're seeing in the videos. And that's the highest 24-hour period of rainfall in Tennessee state history.
I think a lot of states would say the same. I mean, that talk to me a little bit about that. What was going on there? What was it like?
Well, I can tell you, I went out there yesterday. Actually was live from our station the day before, was tracking it in our station. And, I mean, it just, you know, it was basically a cluster of thunderstorms that just set up and sat over the same areas for several hours, just dumping water. And so the water rose. It rose really quick. We always joke about, not joke, but seriously say, you know, flash flooding, you know, it happens really quickly. You got to hurry up. You got to get to higher ground. And that's exactly what happened. You know, talking to the folks there, they basically said all of a sudden the water just rose and it was up, you know, two layers up, two stories up in people's homes. I mean, I saw homes that were washed like off the foundation. It actually looked like an EF4 tornado had hit that area. It was insane.
Did you all expect that it was going to be that severe or that you would get that much water?
I mean, we had a flash flood watch up for that area. So, you know, we were concerned with, obviously, water. But, you know, our models, the stuff that we use for forecasting was saying 4 to maybe 6 inches of rain. 17's a lot more than that. That's like almost three times that amount.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm sure 2 inches of rain in Tennessee is like it is in Chicago. And when you get 2 inches of rain on a cloudy, thunderous afternoon, you go, wow, it really rained hard yesterday. We got 2 inches. And everybody talks about how much rain they got. 17 inches. Say you only got a foot. That's just unfathomable.
Oh, I mean, it totally is. And, you know, I mean, if you're seeing these pictures and videos, I mean, seeing it in person, it's just totally different. I mean, there are just, you know, cars flipped over the road. I mean, I saw a semi-truck that was just tossed into a creek. Houses, huge houses, just inundated, washed off their foundations, smushed down. I mean, there's just debris everywhere. It looks like a bomb went off there, honestly. But I will say one thing that I loved while I was there is I was watching the people, and they're out there helping each other. They came over to me and said, you need water. I'm like, no, you need the water. You need the food. They're a community that bonds together. And that's about what Tennessee's all about. We're the volunteer state. So people are really coming in. They're helping people out. I mean, even through tragedy, it seems like you just see such good going on, too. Just the good nature of people.
Was it one of those events where you got 17 inches and I got 3? Was it that spotty?
Oh, it was that spotty. I mean, people east of Interstate 65, it's a huge highway, didn't get barely anything, maybe a tenth of an inch. Huh. I mean, there was a sharp cutoff from, you know, a tenth of an inch to 17 inches.
So this sounds like very isolated and local, like this wasn't a storm system coming from the Gulf and just everybody got it.
No, that's the other thing. It's, you know, it was a very isolated thing that lined up. It just lined up perfectly and trained. I mean, you know, the last time we had the highest rainfall we've had in the state came from a tropical system. This was not a tropical system. This was just literally rain showers, thunderstorms just sitting over the same area for several hours. I mean, I think this started overnight around like 3 a.m. and it continued through about lunchtime, continuously pouring.
You know, not to make this out to be more than it is. We've had a really hot and at times humid summer in Chicago. And I think anytime anybody experiences severe weather anymore, they go, well, that's the way the world's going to be now. The climate is changing. And I thought about that when I was hearing about what was happening in Tennessee. We'll just have to attribute this to the way it is, that the extremes on either end, hot, cold, dry, or rainy, are going to be more extreme. Do you think this is some evidence of that?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, you get a warmer planet, you get a wetter planet, which means more storms and more extremes. And unfortunately, that's what's happening here. And, you know, with this system, I mean, it was like a deluge, literally dumping. I mean, the waters receded yesterday. You know, luckily yesterday was a dry day. But as the water recedes, you just saw all this stuff everywhere. I mean, the people are just looking. I mean, we're still looking for people at this point. You know, there's still dozens missing. I mean, it's just, it's a really scary situation. And unfortunately, it's something that I think all of us have to be prepared for, you know. And I think now people are really like listening to the warnings. You know, they said, a lot of them said the reason we survived is because we had your weather app and we had this, you know, and we listened and we got up. The, you know, they were getting rescued off the roof by jet skis. I mean, that's how high this water was.
Have they talked about estimates of damage? Do you have any kinds of totals of numbers of people, injury, loss of life, millions in damage?
Well, they're right now they're saying 22 officially perished, but that number may change a little bit. We're going to get another press release coming this afternoon, like another presser, but there's still dozens missing. And they were talking about that the homes in the area, because I mean, I just went through one street and it was totally destroyed, like all the homes. They're saying at least 80% of the houses may be totally demolished or destroyed.
To hear that. That's just crazy. I'm sorry to hear that. And I'm at least glad to hear that. So it didn't pound through Nashville, right? The major metropolitan areas didn't get hit this way?
No. Nashville missed this one, thank goodness. But unfortunately, it really lined up over them in Humphreys County. So we're praying for Humphreys, Dixon, for Hickman County. Those folks are the ones that got hit really hard with the deluge of anywhere from 10 to 17 inches of rain.
And you know what we do up here? I don't know if you're from a cold state, but we always translate an inch of rain as a foot of snow. So 17 inches of rain would have been 18 feet of snow. Imagine 18 feet of snow in 24 hours. I don't know if that's the way that works, but there's a little bit of calculus that people go through, and it is something like that. So good luck to you all. Is there a fund? Are people, is the Red Cross asking for anything?
That's what I was going to say. The Red Cross, if you all, you know, if anybody's thinking about it, the Red Cross is out there. I talked with them yesterday. There's several other funds, too. I mean, we have it on our website, WKRN.com, a place you can go to donate if you want to donate stuff. Right now, I think everybody just needs monetary donations right now because we're trying to get the water, the food, the shelter for the folks up there.
Danielle Breezy is the chief meteorologist at WKRN in Nashville. Nice to talk to you, Danielle. Good luck to you down there.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.